This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. After 3 months of bombardment and siege, the strategic Ukrainian port, southern port city of Mariupol, is now occupied by Russia. Officials on both sides said more than 260 fighters, some severely wounded, were pulled from the Azovstal steel plant late Monday, the last holdout of Ukrainian fighters in the city. They were transported to two towns controlled by Russian separatists. Other fighters, their precise numbers unknown, remain inside the steelworks that sprawl over 11 square kilometers in a city otherwise controlled by Russian forces. Russia called the operation a mass surrender. Ukrainians avoided using that word, but said the garrison had completed its mission. The complete capture of the steel plant would give Russia its biggest victory of the war yet and could help free up forces for offensive action elsewhere in the industrial heartland of eastern Ukraine. But some observers say the occupation of Mariupol does not necessarily create an easy path for Russia. In an Associated Press interview, King's College of London land warfare expert Chris Tuck says he sees no quick end to the Russian-Ukraine war.
The chances, I think, of a rapid Russian success have gone. I think it is about attrition and about what the effects of that attrition will be in a material and political sense. And it won't be, I think, a quick resolution to the crisis.
Tuck says he believes if Ukraine can continue to put up a strong resistance, it is possible the cost of the war may force Russia to negotiate an end. Meanwhile, the White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson and Finland's President Sauli Niinisto to the White House on Thursday. The leaders will discuss Finland and Sweden's NATO applications, among other issues. This is VOA News.
Do you think you'll see him again?
When he announced his White House.
In my mind, I think...
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are traveling to Buffalo, New York, Tuesday to honor the victims of Saturday's mass shooting at a grocery store there and meet with their families. While in Buffalo, Biden is expected to deliver a familiar message. AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
When he announced his White House run in 2019, Joe Biden said a racist march in Charlottesville 2 years earlier launched a battle for the soul of America. 3 years later, his spokeswoman acknowledges many of those dark forces still exist.
And the president is determined, as he was back then, and he is determined today, to make sure that we fight back against those forces of hate.
Now, after the most lethal racist attack of his term, with 10 black Americans dead after a white supremacist opened fire, the White House says the president will again urge the nation to reject racism and embrace diversity, while pushing a reluctant Congress to pass stricter gun laws. Sagar Magani, Washington.
German prosecutors said Tuesday they're seeking a 5-year prison term for a 100-year-old man on trial for his alleged role as a Nazi SS guard at a concentration camp in Germany during World War II. The defendant is charged with 3,518 counts as an accessory to murder at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp, where he allegedly worked between 1942 and 1945 as an enlisted member of the Nazi Party's paramilitary wing. In keeping with German privacy rules, the defendant has been identified only as Joseph S. The defendant has been on trial since October at the Neuruppin State Court, with hearings being held in the nearby eastern city of Brandenburg. There are no formal pleas in the German legal system, but the defendant has told the court he didn't know the Sachsenhausen camp. Prosecutors have presented presented SS guard documents bearing the man's name as well as his date and place of birth. Japan says it will begin welcoming tour groups as a means of returning to full-fledged tourism, lifting some COVID-19 restrictions. The government's tourism agency announced Tuesday that small groups from Australia, Singapore, Thailand, and the United States will be allowed to enter Japan later this month. The agency says the tours will be limited to fixed itineraries and must be accompanied at all times by tour guides, and all participants must be triple vaccinated. The agency says the tours will be used to gain information to form COVID-19 guidelines for the travel industry, including hotels and travel agencies. Repeating this hour's top news story, after 3 months of bombardment and siege, strategic Ukrainian southern port city of Mariupol is now occupied by Russia. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.